Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Thank you for tuning into the Word of God through Jesus Christ Street and Outreach Telecast. This is Apostle Alan E. Coleman, Jr., and we are going to have a powerful show this morning. I'd like to ask you to turn your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 18, because that's where we're going to be feasting at tonight. And I'd like to, while you're turning there, I'd like to ask you to join with me in a brief prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you asking you to forgive us for all of our sins, for our shortcomings, for our faults, and for our wrongs. We thank you for everything that you have done, are doing, and will do in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for hearing us last night and for preparing us tonight to be at a different standpoint, to be at a different level in the battle, to be at a different place in the walk, to be on a different side in the trial. Oh, glory, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the rest that you have given us today and for allowing us to be able to come back to you even tonight, to sit at your precious feet and to hear more from you. Please lead me not only in this prayer, but in this lesson. Feed your sheep, all of us that you have handpicked and told us to sit here, all of us that you have arranged our schedules for us to sit here, all of us, O Lord, that you have put it in our spirit to get on the internet and to listen to this, even this word being fresh for the future, when you're using people to drive down the street in their car and listen to this on a CD, I ask in Jesus' name that you still do the ministering. Your word is so fresh, and the proof that we have is your word, your holy Bible that you wrote long ago, still speaks to us now. So we ask that your anointing just rest, rule, and abide with us and put a hedge of protection around us. Allow me to decrease that you may increase. Don't just feed the sheep, but feed me also. I'm a sheep too, Lord. I'm starving, hungry, got the munchies in Jesus' name, and just want to chew on your word. So bless us all to get encouraged even this morning. And we're offering unto you the first part of this day of ours that you've given us. In Jesus' name we thank you and we pray. Amen. Again, I'd like to ask you to turn to 1 Kings chapter 18. And while you're there, I'm, as the custom is, going to read the description of the lesson. 1 Kings chapter 18, turn there please. And while you're turning there, Elijah, again, he's called the prophet of fire. He was a prayer warrior that God used to do great exploits. He feared no one but God. In this day, too many people that profess to walk with God are afraid of the enemy of God. There are a few things to remember in this hour if you expect to get victory. Number one, the devil is a liar. Not a lie, but a liar. You know how a lot of people say the devil is a lie? That's so ignorant. The devil is a liar. That is the correct terminology. He's a liar. Number two, he is a defeated foe. That's why he tries so hard to win. He is a loser already. There is no winning side if you're following Satan. It might seem like Satan's soldiers are winning when they come against you and when they come against us, but they aren't. Jesus said in John 16:11 that the prince of this world is already judged. Too many Christians are allowing the spirit of defeat to have his way in their lives. Demons are not its, but they are persons. They have the traits of personhood. They have intellect, emotion, and will. They are stronger than man, smarter than man, faster than man, and they have been around much longer than man. One thing to remember, if you're going to receive the victory that God has already given to us, is that God has already blessed us with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That's Ephesians 1 and 3. Yes, we have to fight. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Yes, your children will be free from that wayward lifestyle, but you have to free them from Satan by force. Yes, your marriage will make it through this demonic attack, but you have to take it by force. Sure, the Lord will use you to defeat your enemies on your job or next door or in the courtroom of man, but you have to take the victory by force. Yes, the Lord has said that the vision will come to pass, but you have to take it by force. Yes, your wife will be steered toward you and run right into you, and your husband will also be placed right in front of you, but you have to take it by force. There has never been a time when a warrior was just handed a victory. They had to take it by force. Remember, when the Holy Ghost anoints you for battle, you win because he doesn't lose. Grab your Bibles and let's begin our journey of study concerning God's truth. I'm led to warn you, as always, though, this information will differ from your denomination and from your opinions of God's order, but the information has always been listed in the Holy Bible, which is God's seller. This is part three of the teaching series entitled The Mighty Spiritual Avengers. 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 17 through 40, reads on this wise. And it came to pass, in the King James Version, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel. But thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Isn't that so? Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. Pay attention to that now. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. That's like saying amen. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you one bullock for yourselves, address it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure, which means perhaps, he sleepeth and must be awake. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was passed, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, Elijah the prophet, glory to God, came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. The thought that God gave me for this lesson is called, don't let the devil get away. He chased you, now defeat him. The title is, when the Holy Ghost anoints you for battle, you win, because he doesn't lose. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive us for our sins. Lord, you have 17 minutes and counting down to do something with this word. In Jesus' name, please make me usable and use me. Fill me with the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. Give me a spiritual understanding of your word. Make this lesson deep yet simple, or simple yet deep, and simple yet deep. Fill everyone's ears with your word. Fill everyone listening spirit with your wisdom and your knowledge and your strength and your joy and your encouragement. Lord, give out the battle cry in Jesus' name, and give your people the victory, that you get all the glory, thanks, and the praise. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Oh, y'all don't seem to understand sometimes. Sometimes we don't understand. Sometimes the Lord has to ask us, how long must I put up with you? How long must I sit with you? How long must I talk to you and explain to you and reveal to you? How many times, saith the Lord, must I reveal to you and tell you that I, the God of heaven, have given you the victory? When Ahab saw Elijah, he said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? Listen, prophets, prophetesses, apostles, and even some evangelists, listen to this carefully. As God uses you on your mission and on your journey, there's going to be a lot of people that call you a troublemaker. There's going to be a lot of people that say you're difficult to talk to. There's going to be a lot of people that say you need to go somewhere and sit down. There's going to be a lot of people, even deep, deep, deep pastors, which pastors don't instruct prophets, nor do they instruct prophetesses. They can encourage the evangelist, but usually a pastor will tell an evangelist to sit down and smother their gift. But a pastor sure cannot stand toe-to-toe with an apostle. But yet and still, sometimes the pastor is the loudest one speaking because they say this is their church. They say this is their people. They say this is their member. This is outrageous. Sometimes they will tell you that you're a troublemaker. It don't take all of that. Sit down and don't say anything. Brother Elijah had said to the Lord in verse 22 that he said this to the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Now, some people erroneously assume that Elijah was saying he's the only one alive that's the prophet of the Lord. But that's not what he was saying. He was talking about right here on Mount Carmel, right here in this occurrence, right here in this time of trial, in this time of battle, on the front line right here on Mount Carmel. He said that he was the only prophet of the Lord. He remained a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Now, I like you to look back to verse 19, where he said, now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, which are 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. And in case y'all didn't know, the ones that eat at Jezebel's table, they were the ones that were on her payroll. The prophets of the grove, the prophets of Baal, they came with Jezebel from her father's palace, but the prophets of the groves, which were 400, they ate at her table. They were her entourage. They were the ones that followed her. You got to be careful who you follow in ministry. You have to be careful whose entourage you become a part of, because when they go down, you're going to go down. When they get defeated and embarrassed, you're going to be defeated and embarrassed. There is nothing worse than an entourage that defends a leader who is wrong. There's nothing worse than that. Elijah was the prophet used by God to go after all of these 850 false prophets. Don't be shocked that it would seem like you're standing alone, prophetesses, brother apostles. Don't feel bad. Don't look at the whole situation and go, how? Why? Lord, why am I alone? Why? Listen, God is always with you. He already promised that he will not leave us nor forsake us. He's with you. Whenever the Lord places you in battle, believe the Lord, there is more than enough help that's around you. There are angels that God have already assigned and dispatched from heaven to come into the earth realm to walk with you. You are not by yourself. Did you ever notice that when it seemed like the enemy was going to overtake you, that he was just going to consume you, that everything that could go wrong was going wrong, then all of a sudden, before you could even finish praying, everything turned around and God sent that ram in the bush. He loosed it from the thicket and that ram was in the place. Did you ever notice that? That a blessing just came at a time when you didn't even expect it to come. You went to sleep full of doom and gloom and full of sadness and full of loneliness and pain and hurt and confusion and despair. But then when you woke up, for some reason, you woke up happy and joyous, and then things just started happening that turned around during that night while you were asleep. You ever notice that? It's because God does not want you to be overtaken. Elijah, in chapter 19, as we talked about the last time, was on the run from Jezebel, which that tells us that there's two times that the enemy will try to attack you. One is before you get to God, and two is after you come from God. God used Elijah right here to slay these 850 false prophets. Then after that, the devil was upset and he attacked them. Some of you are going through attacks because of how God has used you. Some of you are going through attacks because of how God is getting ready to use you. Some of you are going through attacks because of how God just blessed you last week and you was praising the Lord. Some of you are under attack because there's been a blessing released from heaven and you haven't seen it yet. You don't know that it's coming. Elijah was used by God to even mock Baal. Elijah told all of them in verse 24, he says, verse 23, let them therefore give us two bullocks. He said two. This was for sacrifice, to put God to the proof. And let them choose one bullock for themselves. He said, let them choose. See, you know, he wasn't going to be the one to choose it, but he said, let them choose one bullock for themselves. That way they can inspect it. They can look at it. They can know that there's no tricks, that this is not a fixed bullock, but this is legitimate. And cut it in pieces and lay it on wood and put no fire under. Oh, this is a war, a battle that's getting ready to take place. It's being set up. You got to envision the scenery because this is how God is doing some of us. Some of us, he have told to tell our enemies, all right, tell you what, you say your God is God. Well, let's put him to the proof. Let's do a Mount Carmel experience. Don't ever be afraid of a Mount Carmel experience. Never be afraid of that. They gave two bullocks, and they did dress it, and they put on the wood and put no fire under it. Then Elijah said, and I will dress the other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire under. I'll take the one that you leave. It don't matter because God is going to consume everything anyway. Verse 24, and call ye on the name of your gods with an S, and I will call on the name of the Lord. We that are on the front line and that God has placed in battle, those of us that serve God and follow him and work for him, those of us that are up in the late night hour while everyone else is asleep, we are used to, that's the blessing of walking alone with God. Because when God places you in battle, he already has told you that he is with you, and be very strong and of a good courage because he's with you. But you ever notice how when things come against us, it's not just one thing, but it's two things or three things or four things. Elijah said, call ye on the name of your gods with an S. God, listen, the God of heaven that we serve, brethren, he loves the opportunity to prove that he is God. If you read a lot of the Old Testament, you'll find even in the book of Isaiah where God often said, I, the Lord, have spoken. Or he'll say, then you'll know that I, the Lord, am God. It is so powerful to understand that God loves to fight. He loves to prove himself to be God. He loves it when we worship him, when we praise him, when we honor him, when we give him glory. He loves it when we rejoice in the name of the Lord because of the victory that he has given us. God is not a God that loses, not our God, but it's always many rivals that come against him. Look in the earth realm, and you'll see those that are in street ministry. Look at all the beasts of the field. There's the Mormons. There's the Jehovah's Witnesses. They are the Muslims. There's the Masons, the Eastern Star, the Elk. Look at all of them that's out there. There's the witches and the warlocks. There's the hextoers. There's the psychics, the palm readers, the naysayers. There's the diviners, people that are into divination. There's cults out there. Look at all of them. All of those that Satan has on his payroll. Satan has employed all of them. But those of us that serve God, we serve the only true and living God. Some of them out there say that their God doesn't speak. Some of them say that their God doesn't hear. Some of them say that their God did not become a man to walk this earth. But our God did. He became a man. He walked this earth. Not only did he walk this earth, but he showed his power. To the blind man, he gave him sight. To the deaf man, he gave him his hearing. To the man that had been born crippled, he said, pick up your bed and walk. Oh, to the dead, he held her hand and raised her up. Oh, glory to God. You got to understand the God that we serve, he is nobody to be messing with. He is nobody to be playing with. This is why scripture says it is a terrible thing to fall in the hand of the living God. You got to be very careful, brethren. You got to be careful. You got to be, don't think that your enemy is going to get away with what they've done to you, because they're not. Don't think that their enemy, your enemy, is going to get away with what they said against you, because they're not. Listen to this, brethren. God is watching every secret meeting that they have. You don't know what they're planning, but God knows what they're planning. That's why God has told you to be careful. That's why he said be very strong and of a good courage. Why? Because there's something he's getting ready to use you to do for him. And when the victory is given, don't take the credit. When they say you prayed a good prayer, don't say thank you. When they say that you have preached a powerful sermon, don't say thank you. When they said that if you didn't come, things wouldn't have changed, don't say thank you. Don't take the credit, because the credit goes to God. When the Holy Ghost anoints you for battle, you win because he doesn't lose. And Elijah knew this. He told them, go ahead, prepare your sacrifice. Go ahead and prepare it. Scripture says that in verse 26, they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, oh, Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. So here they are now going to the extreme. This is why you can't build your ministry on a sign or a wonder. Take your name out of the ministry. Don't call it your ministry. If your name is Betty Crocker, don't call it Betty Crocker ministry. Some of you that are listening have set out a ministry before God sent you, and you put your name over the ministry. That's why you're going through, because God said, oh, you want to try to get the glory? You want to name the ministry after you? Then you provide for it. That's why some of you are under attack and even belittled. Why? Because people are saying your name is so great, but the ministry is not going nowhere. Oh, you got to be careful with that. They leaped upon the altar which was made, and it came to pass at noon, verse 27, Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure, which means perhaps he's sleeping. He must be awake. Now, for some of you with other translations, where it says either he is in a journey, it means either he's in the bathroom. Verse 28 says, and they cried loud, aloud, and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lances till the blood gushed out upon them. They did this because this is what they were used to. They were used to making themselves look stupid. They were used to hurting themselves, trying to reach the attention of their God. Verse 29 says, and it came to pass when midday was passed, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. So they kept saying, my God is going to answer. Baal is going to answer. Baal is going to do this. There's a lot of people out there that are challenging you, that are saying you're going to go through gloom and doom. There's some that are saying you're going to lose the house. You're going to lose your marriage. You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose everything you got. Why? Because you're hard to talk to. Why are you hard to talk to? Because the God that you serve gives you words that confound the wise. They don't understand it. The foolish things of this world confound the wise. They don't understand how Jesus could tell the disciples, go ahead out in the water and I'll meet y'all later. And then while they're sitting out there wondering how he's going to arrive, that here he come, walking on the water, straight to them. It's important to understand that we serve a God that will not lose. Verse 30, and Elijah said unto all the people, after they done cut themselves, after they done bled half to death, after they done leaped on the altar, after they done did every trick that they could think of, after they done told every proper lie that they could, he said, come here unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. He let them know that our God can take nothing and make something out of it. If God got to take an old broken down vessel and make it into a brand new vessel, he will do it. So don't worry about what your past is like, brethren. Don't worry about that, because God is able to take that prostitute and clean her up and wash her white as snow. He is able to stop that disease that's been trying to afflict her body so that he can use her for his glory. He is able to take that woman that's been married 5 times and finally give her a husband when she's through having boyfriends. He is able to take that man that didn't know how to treat a woman and teach him how to love God's daughter. And then he's able to give that man the daughter of God. Oh, that wife that is unlike another. Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob. God's favorite number is 12. I know y'all say 7 and it sounds good, but 7 is only the number of completion. But the number of 12, the number 12 is the number of God's divine government. Watch out for them numbers. I'm not kind you go and play, because the devil got his numbers too, and they come out every day at different times. But our God has one favorite number, the number 12. It stands for God's divine government, the number of tribes of the sons of Israel, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed, and he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. He said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. Sometimes God want to let you know, douse it. Just douse the problem. Keep pouring the word of God over it. Keep pouring the water of the word all over the problem. Tell your problem about God. Tell it over and over and over and over again. Tell the bills about God over and over and over again. Tell your enemy about God over and over and over again. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass that the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Some of y'all got to say, and Lord God of me. I would say the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, praise God, and Israel, and Coleman. Let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. You got to understand, brethren, when you put God to the proof, he's going to show up. When you bragged on God, he's going to show up. When you give him the glory, he's going to take it. When you give him the honor, he's going to be pleased. When you call on him, he's going to show up. When you tell your enemy about him, and your enemy says, yeah, whatever, God is going to prove or whatever, all right. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Then 38 says, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. Now fire is consuming water. Isn't that deep? And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. Some of your family members have not turned to God because they see how raggedy your walk is. Some of your enemies have not become Christians because they see how much you compromise. Some of your friends, old friends, unsaved friends, have not converted because they see you're not sold out. It's time that we look at a devil and say, Satan, you're a liar. It's time that we give God the glory and the honor. It's time that we live right to please God. It's time that we sell out. It's time to tell the world that our president is Jesus Christ, not Obama. Obama might be the president of the world, of the United States of America, but the president of the Christians is the God of heaven. It's time to get back under theocracy and get from under bureaucracy. All these elections going on, and not one person is saying, I stand up for God, but God is going to chase that homosexual spirit back in the closet where it belongs. He did it before, and he's going to do it again. He is not going to let the devil get away with what he is doing. The thought is, don't let the devil get away. He chased you. Now God is turning the tables around. Now you defeat him in the name of the Lord. And remember the title, when the Holy Ghost anoints you for battle, you win because he doesn't lose. Father, thank you for this time and this word. Thank you, oh God, for all that you have said in such short time. Let it remain with my brethren and I, and help us to chew on this in the mighty name of Jesus. And thank you for the blessing that you have already released that we know nothing about. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We pray, amen. For those that want to send your prayer requests, or you could call the ministry for prayer after this broadcast, 203-745-8162. Don't call playing, but call praying. Let's go so God can use us to fight the devil. This ministry will stand with you. No matter how long we got to stay on the phone, the ministry will stand with you and fight the devil. Also, your prayer requests, if you look at the description of this lesson on my Facebook wall, you can see where it says for prayer, please dial the number 24 hours or leave your prayer request at the link that you see there. Also, let God use you to be a blessing to the ministry. Share a love offering, because God got this ministry helping people out in the street, helping those that are homeless, helping those that are without clothes. Come on, y'all, helping those that are sleeping on benches. God uses the ministry to do that, but it's a blessing that we have your help, because the ministry operates by donations. Simple as that. The word ministry means service. Let God use you. Read Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Understand what Brother Paul was saying. Because of your love offering, God will bless you. He will bless you. He will bless you. Just let him do it. Let God use you. I love you in Jesus' name. Courage. And let nothing discourage you. I thank God for how he's going to bless us all today. I don't know what he's going to do, but God said, some that are listening right now, he's already answered your prayer. And you're going to find out today, Wednesday, you're going to find out that the Lord, he is God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let your anointing fall on me. Let your anointing fall on me. Come, Holy Spirit, fall on me. Come, Holy Spirit, fall on me. Let the anointing fall on me. Let the anointing fall on me. God bless you, brother. Have a good night in Jesus' name.